सर्वमङ्गलमङ्गलये शिवे सर्वत्सरिके शरणये त्रयम्बके गौरी नरयनी नमोऽस्तु ते सृष्टिष्टीति विनश्यनम् शक्तिभूते सनातने हुनश्रये हुनमये नरयनी नमोऽस्तु ते शरणगतिनाथ परित्राणपरायणे सर्वशत्रुहरिभिः नरयनी नमोऽस्तु ते कली कली महाकली कलिकेपहरिणी धर्मकां प्रदिभिः नरयनी नमोऽस्तु ते kali kali mahakali kali ke paparini sarva vigna harve narayani namostute o jayatan mangala kali bhadra kali kapalini durgaksham shivadatri swaha swatham namo ॐ नमः सर्वमङ्गलमङ्गलये शिवे सर्वत्सरिके शरणये त्रयम्बके गौरी नरयनी नमोऽस्तु ते सृष्टिष्टीति विनश्यनम् शक्तिभूते सनातने हुनश्रये हुनमये नरयनी नमोऽस्तु ते शरणगतिनाथ परित्राणपरायणे सर्वशत्रुहरिभिः नरयनी नमोऽस्तु ते कली कली महाकली कलिके पपरिणि धर्मकां प्रदिभिः नरयनी नमोऽस्तु ते कली कली महाकाली कलिके पपरिणि सर्वविघ्नहृदिभिः नरयनी नमोऽस्तु ते ओ जय तन्मङ्गलकली भद्रकली कपालिनी दुर्गक्षं शिवदत्री स्वाहा स्वधाम नमो स्तुते जय धाम देवी चामुंडे जय बुद्धत्रहरिणी जय सर्वगति देवी नारायणी नमोऽस्तु ते
Thank you, Grandma.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too. Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
Yeah. So, Om Shri Sache Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai, and Sacha Sangha Ki Jai. Mm. Well, satsang. I have two satsangs today. As soon as we are finished here, which will make it a little short today, then I go upstairs and have another satsang. And if you look into the gallery, I don't know if you can see the gallery there. You can see that there are many, many people upstairs, because we're in Germany giving satsang, many people upstairs in the satsang hall. And I don't see them right now, but I saw them a little while ago.
There's
such a house. Yes. There they are. Mm-hmm. Yes. They're saying hi to everyone. Yes. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really good. Okay. So I come back to get my speaker on. And I didn't bring anything to satsang today, so I wait for you and see what develops. I wait for your hands to come up. Oh, I want to say to Ambika, because I saw Ambika there, it was really nice to see you here, and please thank you, and thank Andrea. Mm-hmm. Very kind and very, very good to see you. Thank you. I wanted to say that. Mm-hmm. So I did. There it is. Hmm. Anybody have their hand up yet? No. Okay. We wait. There's one hand, and that's Ali. Okay, you have to.
Hi,
Ali. How are
you? Hi, I'm fine, thanks. And what I want to say that I was in a Eastern dinner with friends, and today. And at a certain point, I was enjoying a lot because there were young people and my Japanese friend like this. And at a certain point, I say, no, I have to go. It's not that I stay, but I feel I have to go to satsang. I have to go. And it's like when you have to meet your, when you were young, you have to meet your boyfriend that you are so electric. So
we were speaking about that today, is making, not making, the word making is not correct, but a kind of cherishing the love of God, and in terms of that great let's just say that greatness that's permeating everything, hidden. That we have such a deep and profound love for life, which is the expression of God's dreaming ourselves, that it's like a lover. It's like the sweetest, most marvelous lover one could ever have. Mm? And in the, you know, in the Shiva Sutras, it says that God is concealed. How's it go? Concealed has five qualities. Do you remember them, Sahara? Concealed, yeah. And revealed. What are they?
That which is
created, that which is destroyed, which is sustained, and that which is revealed, and that which is not revealed.
No, you got them backwards. I'll put them in order. Thank you. Created, maintained, and destroyed. That's three of the qualities of God. Creation, maintenance, and destruction. And then concealed, and at the end revealed. And revealed through a divine love and commitment to discovering, realizing one's self nature in all that is. We were speaking about that. We spoke this week a lot about love, the divine love. So I'm glad, I'm happy that you ran over here to satsang. Couldn't help yourself, had to get here. That's the best, when you're choiceless and it just takes you, that is the best of the best. Then life changes. Life changes. And you know what? That interior guide in the heart begins to emerge in your life. And I was saying today, govern your life. And what a wonderful thing that is. Really wonderful. Nothing sweeter in the world.
Yeah, now it's like you have a glass of water. Before, the water was a little bit down. Now the water always come out from the glass.
That's the fountain of youth. That's what that is. Yeah, thank you. I love it. I'm glad you're here. Let's see if somebody else will raise their hand and give us something to consider together. In the bright light. Yes, Nagendra.
Namaste, Ma.
Namaste. How goes it?
Ah, great. I was in a...
Happy Easter.
Thank you. For Greece is a week later. It's next week.
Yeah, I was brought up Russian Orthodox, so we have the same.
Yes. I was listening to your last transmission. And towards the end, you said, sit with your own splendor for a while.
Yeah.
And since the day I heard it, you know, there is, you know, when it's not the first time, but it came with an expansion. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's such a powerful statement.
It is such a powerful statement. This is so wonderful. This at the time of his revelation about being King Janak's guru, this Ashtavakra, who was 8 years old. He said, just sit in your own splendor, sit in your own radiance. What care you about duality, non-duality, all this? Just be in the light of love that you are.
Yeah.
And did you do that? Did you sit in your own splendor?
And it's... everything disappears. And I mean, everything is like all the how do you say, the phenomenal, all the illusional, I don't know, like duality and just the presence of our presence, you know, of our splendor. And I was like, I mean, all these days I'm like, wow, you know, what a company. What a...
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's very much relevant to me with to what you said before about conceal and reveal.
Mm-hmm.
It reveals the truth.
It does. It does. That's a very good point. That's bringing it together very beautifully. That's right. Mm-hmm. Because all of the misgivings, all of the misunderstandings, all of the sides and all of the opinions and all of the doubts and all of the measures and all of judgment is silenced. And when that is silenced, we know it's possible that it's not even there, that we create it. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And so we just sit in our own radiance, which is the light of love. And, you know, it brings up another point, Nagendra, and I brought this up yesterday kind of in passing, that at some point, people are either going to acknowledge or they're going to recognize that they are divine beings. Divine means undividable, undividable. And magnificent, unique creations of the mystery. And it's true. There's nothing in there that has anything to do with lifting me up and putting anybody else down. You know, there's nothing in there that makes anybody greater or anyone lesser. It's just like the sun is shining out of the soul. And everyone has that. And eventually, people will recognize that noble, extraordinary beauty that they are. And all arguments will cease. All doubt will go away. We were talking about this in Satsang too, is about the place within us when we are where you are speaking of, in your own radiance, how even duality is not even available to you. The ideas are not even available to you. None of that is. You have to come out of your own splendor before any of that's available. And you'll never come out of your own splendor, not really. But you will either recognize it and be, just sit in your own splendor like the masters do. And then you see all of that other diminishes, goes away. It's wonderful.
No.
Don't be sorry. Just stay there. Go ahead, please.
That's why I called it expansion before, because it's beyond this duality, and there is no limitation. There is no restriction in whatsoever form or idea or um, Yeah.
I like what you just said. That's the best. Mm-hmm. It's all gibberish. It's all meaningless. And you get to see that, don't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's very important.
You know, yesterday, I have this with me all these days. I don't know how many, like, time is relevant. But yesterday I went for a shower and it was nighttime. And then as I closed my eyes in the shower, there was no time, there was no night and day, like night and day. But this is not mental. It's like I experienced this, you know, that it's, there is no night and day is the same thing. You know, it's the same. There is.
We have also been speaking of time in Teradasacha a lot about what is it and is it collapsing into just being. You know, we were looking at these watches that we wear on our wrist and how we regulate our lives around this little circle. And that seems to be also disappearing.
It's like also the, you know, how the experience of nighttime, night, darkness, and of the daytime, it's an illusion actually. And today I was just in a sweat lodge and the moment the door closed and it was pitch black, nothing changed actually. You know, these, and everything is, I see how all these exist within this statement.
Yes. Yes. That's also a very wonderful thing to recognize is that when one door opens, it's just an influx of realization after realization after realization. And it may take a long time, may take months, may take a moment. I was saying upstairs, could be a twinkling of an eye, could be another lifetime. But, and rather than but, when any door opens, such as sit in your own radiance, there's a cascade of wisdom that emerges from you.
Yes.
Yes. And anything that changes is illusion. You can't deny it, but you can't say it has any reality whatsoever. But you can't deny its existence either. That's a very wonderful place to be. Because you're not fooling yourself any longer.
I want to really thank you. Thank you very much for this.
No, thank you. It's a wonderful exchange we have. Yeah, I love you too. We have a really good we have a very beautiful bond. Mm-hmm. It's the bond of freedom, huh?
Yes. Yes, and thank you very much for this.
Yeah.
It's a great gift.
Each and every one of you are such a great gift. I tell you, this Sangha is just good people. Mm-hmm. Just wonderful people. Also, I was saying, when we all look in the same direction, maybe in a unique way, for sure in a unique way, because everyone is unique, and they're going to look in the way that they do. But if when we look in the same direction rather than looking at each other.
Yes.
I'll let you guess the rest. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you too. Namaste. Ole.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste, Oli. Happy Christmas, Easter. Whoops.
Happy Easter, Guruji.
Gendra and I were just talking about the illusion of time. Whew. Happy Easter.
Yeah. I have a question about like strong feelings. I feel that I'm deepening in love more and more. But still there are like challenges.
Of course. In life. Of course.
And yeah.
Well, spirituality just has to do with meeting your challenges in such a way that you know there's a jewel in within. They're not going to go away. This is no rose garden.
And sometimes it is.
Yes, that's right. And sometimes it is. Very, very, very good. Absolutely true. And sometimes it's the most fragrant rose garden in the universe. Absolutely. But there are thorns, and we should watch for them. We should not fool ourselves.
So my question is it to just, because I don't want to react. I don't want to be reactive. But is it to stay with it and just give it space inside and just like I woke up today, like 4:30, and this feeling was still like so strong with me. And I know where it comes from, but I was not sure if it was to be like, just let it pass or toss it aside. This is, or to like merge with it and just stay with the feeling, give it all the space it needs without reacting to it.
You're very much in control there, Ollie. You're in incredible control. How you will allow it, how you will decide, how you will, It's there for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I wonder, like, if I, like, bathe in this feeling and I just like, wow, am I just twirling around in it?
Well, I don't know. Give it a go and find.
Yeah.
And there are times when that feeling is so uplifting and so divine and so marvelous and so encompassing. This is a kind of extraordinary bliss, because bliss is peace. But this is a kind of extraordinary bliss, joy. And spirituality does not always have this element. Sometimes love is very flat. And yet it's still as potent as it is when you have that feeling.
Yeah.
And so this is very important, because then we think, oh, well, I was so close to God, but now I'm not. This is the only thing I would say be careful about, defining your spirituality by the feeling of love rather than the commitment of love. Because there are times when it's so flat and you're in your prayer, you're in your mantra, and you Om Bhur Bhuvasva Tatsavi Trivaranyam, Vargo Devasyadimihi. I just don't feel it. And yet that love, which you have had raise you to a very high, to a very high frequency, is still raising you. It's just giving you a different experience. And it's through your commitment that you come to see that that is so, and you remain level with it, whether it's a high feeling or a flat feeling or no feeling at all. Because I always say that love is neutral, really.
This is simple. I'm not searching for any highs or...
No, I didn't hear that.
So I don't need like confirmation that everything is divine.
Maybe you're getting confirmation that's everything divine. You don't need it, but you're getting it.
Yeah.
You're not looking for it, but you're being showered with it. Yeah. That's also wonderful.
And even when it's hard, when I get challenged and maybe like yesterday, I thought I lost it a bit and got angry in a conversation during Easter dinner. And it was just bubbling up and it was overwhelming. And I was just, okay, I didn't react to it as much as I would have done before. So I was like, okay, you know, but I felt I did a good work, but I could have done it even more nicer. I could have been more balanced and seen that. I
understand what you're saying. So that's a really good insight, is to see that, it could have been a little more direct, a little more this way, a little more that way. Well, next time. And, you know, maybe it's not that you should. Well, I don't mind using the word should. I was told that I shouldn't, but I think I should.
Me too.
Maybe it's not reacting. Maybe it's responding. There is a nuanced difference. Reaction always seems to have a kind of explosive pushback, even small, but it always has a kind of pushback. Where response always seems to have, at least in the nuance that I would have adopted, or I do feel, the response has an opening for resolution. That something can be resolved in a response, where reaction oftentimes is, So I think language is very important.
It is. And also, because I kind of lost it because I got triggered. I see it's so, people like, they create division. And the conversation was about racism. This woman said, you can't be racist towards white people. So I was like, that's, in my world, is racism. You are already dividing and like splitting up people and getting stuck in this. And this just got so fired up. And
you could say to her, why don't we have a conversation about love?
Yeah.
Let's have a conversation about making a bridge across these ideas. I love you. I don't know you very well, or I know you very well, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Be aware that whatever you think, good. Whatever I think, okay. Maybe we can even change our mind. But I'll never change my heart because I love you.
Yeah.
Change the conversation totally. Be creative about it. And you're very creative.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's go have a coffee and forget this world stuff for a while, you know?
That's exactly what my friend said today. He said, hit the red button. Like, bam, change it.
Yeah.
Something else.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful that he has that that sense to not stay in the division, because it's very dangerous and very hard on the heart. But people are learning not to be there. they're really learning that this is not where I want to be. I do not want to be divided from anyone, because that is absolutely untrue. Huh? It's just untrue. These are just ideas that pop out of people's heads on the news. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't have to think like anyone else thinks to make it. I don't care whether they like me or not. So I'm already ahead of the game, because I really don't care if they like me or not. I love them. That's what I live for, is to love them. They don't like me. Fine. Okay, good. I love you anyhow. And that's the glory of my heart. And I'm very grateful that you are in my life to love. Mm-hmm. That's where it's going, Oli. That's where it's going. And like Nagendra said, once you're sitting in your own splendor, which is the love of your heart, we can just say that for now. We don't even have to put that there, but for now we will. The love in your heart, you sit in your own splendor, and all of this composting garbage of duality and thick opinions about who is right and who is wrong, they all just die away. And it's a time for realization. So people are waking up. Mm-hmm. They're waking up. Mm-hmm. Respond.
So, yeah. So if it just happened internally, it's like strong feelings. Is it then to like change the whole set?
Well, which kind of strong feelings are you talking about? Hatred or love?
Oh, hatred. It was not like hatred, but it was like anger. And I even woke up in the middle of the night.
Anger is a flavor of hatred.
Yeah.
It's a flavor.
And I saw the whole game of the feelings, and I know that this is not what I resonate with at all. It's not like...
We just talked about that. Just change the topic. And if they don't want to change the topic, I'll see you another day. When you're ready to go have coffee with me and we can talk about something that lifts us up and brings us together rather than ideas that are useless, that tear us apart. Anything that tears us apart is you.
Yeah, but that's clear. But when it's inside me, like when I woke up this morning and it was just there and it was just, you know, and I was just laying there and I was like, okay. It's like impossible to fall asleep again. So, but I'll just lay here, relaxing into this.
Yeah, relax into it. Breathe it away.
Yeah.
Let it have the space it needs, but don't stir. Don't stir it.
No.
That's all.
Yeah.
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 Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Keep working for the enlightenment of all souls. Just through these kinds of events, this works.
Yeah. Yes.
People get ignited by having an opportunity to think a different way. Mm. You don't have to push on them. You know, let's just go to the movie and let's go have a coffee. I don't want to talk about news talks about. And burn out on it. I want to love you. And I do. So, there. Take that.
Super.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you for making satsang wonderful.
Oh, it's you. Thank you. Always.
I'm going to go now, Oli.
Yeah. Love you.
Love you too. Blessings. Michael. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love to be here. And this word undividable is almost precious to me right now, because I'm to say the day after tomorrow I will be at the funeral of my dearest friend throughout the last 25 years. And I realized that this time there is not this deep sorrow which was apparent when my brother passed years ago and other friends passed. There's just this knowing that I do have all we had together at my inner tape recorder, and I can push the play button anytime and be with that person.
That's right.
With that person.
That's right.
But this is really the manifestation of undividable when it that sinks to the heart, and it really becomes a knowing instead of just a thought.
No, that's right. It's being. It's actually being rather than just knowing.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm so grateful for that, because I mean, some of my friends say are torn down by sorrow, et cetera, et cetera. And there's nothing like that to me anymore.
I think that's wonderful.
And
I think that's wonderful, Michael, that you can enter the place of love with your friend who has just passed and remain there, and not feel like you've lost something. You have not lost anything. Anyhow, in this world, you can't gain or lose. You can only think you can.
Yeah, and also it makes really sense, those five words from before. I mean, we are still in the spirit together. It's only the body that is recycled now.
Absolutely. And the body belongs to the earth.
Yeah.
And the earth is going to reclaim it. And as far as I can see, the older I get, the earth can have it.
Yeah. I mean, one consequence of being here for several time units is that more and more people, they pass to the other side, and someday I will have to do that as well.
Yes.
But it is so, it's this word undividable is so precious. It's so precious.
It is.
Yeah.
Means divine.
Yes.
Divine. Divine means undividable.
Yeah.
Not possible to divide. Impossible to divide. Like space, you can't divide it.
Yeah, and it's only in our mind or our fantasy that we divide. In reality, we don't.
That's right. So let's live in reality.
I just love you so much.
I love you too. Let's live in reality. Let's live in reality.
Yeah.
Namaste, Michael.
Namaste.
Thank you. That was very, very nice. I love it when the Sangha puts the satsang together as well. They're always very beautiful. Mm-hmm. They really are. Achila.
Hello, Shantimai.
Hello, Achila. How are you?
Good.
Good, yeah.
I had actually two topics, but now that Michael talked, I want... It's very inspiring for me, because this week I went to the dentist, and he and his wife were working together in the dentist's cabinet. And I went inside, and there was a picture of his wife with a candle. So she's dead. And it caught me by surprise.
Her body is gone. She's not dead. Her body.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a big difference, Achila. Go ahead.
Yeah, and she has they have four children, and some of them are quite young. So I remembered also sometimes two people died, two parents, and there was a child left, and you had complete faith the child would be fine. So what Michael said and you, it's very inspiring. I want to accept Yeah.
You know, Achila, let's put it this way, and in a poetic prose, okay? A lot of spirituality has to be spoken poetically because there's no way to describe certain things. It's in the hands of God.
That's it.
The whole universe, the whole cosmos,
so the other thing I wanted to ask you about is, I'm reading the book of the Sutra lineage.
Uh-huh.
And it's just so beautiful, the years you passed with Maharaji and transformed yourself and awaken. And now we are inspired and transform and awaken. So,
yeah.
I love to read this book and... And brings me back to the time, the first years with you and in Rishikesh.
Yes.
And you said, Guru is like a powerhouse. You just have to plug in.
Yes. Yes.
And then I was reading about the years where you were singing a lot, reciting the mantra in the factory.
Yeah.
And I had some trouble, as you know, with my neighbor. So one weekend, I chant a lot of this Guru mantra and stayed with Satya Baba. Somehow I always had the Satya Baba. And it resolved. And also I quickly come back to love. So
of course. Where else to be? And of course. Resolution comes when you permit it to come. Really, when you stop fighting, stand back and watch, the whole universe is resolved and you watch resolution occur because everything is resolved.
It's about stepping back.
It's about stepping back. It's about your prayers. It's about your faith. Faith meaning that you know that there is possibility at hand of resolution. It is for looking for resolution, not looking for one's own desires only, but that everybody should win. Everybody should win. I'm fighting for everyone, that everyone has a win here.
Yeah, actually, my neighbor, he's been fighting with us, with lawyers, and now it's coming to an end. But actually, he now is suffering very, very much. So,
well, offer prayers for his good health.
Mm.
Befriend him. This is God. Everything is God. Everyone is God. There is nothing but God. He may not know that. He probably doesn't have any idea about it, but you do. You know it.
It's actually the hard thing is that me and my husband, we were too naive. We didn't see when he was trying to cheat us. And he tried until the very last to cheat us, even with the lawyers watching.
Well, that's not unusual. Lawyers watching cheating happening.
Yeah, okay. So I didn't know. We didn't know this kind of interactions. So I had a kind of awakening, but awakening to not be cheated. So
that's okay. Awakening to not be cheated is great.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking today about, I'm not going to say what it was about, but or where it was about or who it was about, because it just doesn't matter. It's universal. You know, a little bit of greed is like a tremendous poison. just a tremendous poison. So, you know, when you're greedy or wanting to cheat somebody or wanting to win and they should lose, that's going away. It's terrible. It's going away. People are going to fight for everybody to win. Everyone should win. Everyone should win. You know, have you seen the movie, The Beautiful Mind?
No.
No, it's really good. It's about, what's his name? I forget, but what he did was he won a Nobel Peace Prize because...
Yes, I saw it. Yes, I think I saw it.
He gave up a little idea so that everyone could win. He gave up a little idea so that everyone can win. He met it in a dance in a bar. He wanted to dance with the blonde. If he danced with the blonde, somebody else couldn't dance with the blonde. Nobody wanted to dance with the other women. So he gave up the idea to dance with the blonde, and he went and danced with another woman. He had a really nice time, and he saw how everybody came in and had a partner at that point. And to give up a little bit, just to give up a little bit that everyone gets a share, is really a beautiful, beautiful notion. John Lash was his name. That's was his name. He's a real person. And the banks and the corporations are still using his equations. Mm-hmm. Because he knew that everyone should win. And I know that everyone should win.
Actually, materially, we are now in a situation with the neighbors where everybody wins. But, we can be at peace. But he's suffering very much.
Maybe he has to suffer. Just love him. Maybe he has to suffer. I'm sorry he's suffering. I'm sorry anybody suffers. But on the other hand, what are you going to do about it? Can you do something about it?
Yeah, be patient, because it's difficult. We have an agreement and he's not doing his side. So, or very, very slowly, we always have to go and ask him. So I can be patient, but it's difficult anyway.
Well, Atula, be kind to him. Show him that people be kind to him, even though he's difficult. It may be a great teaching for him.
Yeah, I mean, he actually saw that he reached not much by trying to create difficulties and look for his advantage. So, yeah. Anyway, it gives me opportunity to a lot of opportunities.
Yes, it's a great teaching.
Yeah.
Love him. Understand that there's a great, there's a profound message in it for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Find out what that is.
Oh, it's love.
Yeah.
It's to go back to compassion, even when he made our life very difficult, just to go back to compassion.
That's right. Maybe he doesn't know anything else. Maybe that's all he's been taught, is how to fight for something of his own and not for everyone else.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's a habit of what you learn at some point, and then you don't have another idea how to do it.
Well, you have that idea how to do it, so you can show him.
Yeah.
You can show him. You can show him some act of kindness and surprise him. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we watched the movie of Amma, me and my husband, and we were so inspired also with our conflict and just for all the life, because Yeah, Amma, she's giving out 4,000 meals on every Tuesday, I think. She's just constantly giving, 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 giving.
People are constantly giving to Amma so that she can constantly give.
And then I was reading also about Satyabhava, and he was also not eating before everybody did not have food. So, yeah.
Yeah, you could eat before people or after people, but make sure that everybody is fed.
So, yeah, it inspired me. The years where you were singing the Guru mantras, out for hours.
For years, not just for hours, for years. Yeah. For years, nonstop. Not just for hours, not just for days, not just for weeks, not just for months. For years, nonstop. And it was wonderful for me. So it was easy. Mm-hmm. Everything that I have ever been blessed with, such as the mantra, such as my master, such as my disciples, such as my home, such as everything in my life, has been sometimes hard, but always magnificent. Always. Always. And sometimes really hard. Sometimes really hard to take, sometimes really hard to hear, sometimes really hard to be a part of. And yet, you know, it doesn't take much, as Nagendra said, just God bless Achila's neighbor. God bless him.
Yeah, he really needs to understand there's a way out of this misery.
I was just praying, Achila.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
He doesn't need to do anything. He doesn't need to do a thing. He can be as miserable as he is for the rest of his life. And still, he is inseparable from the divine. And that's exactly what I was talking about. Sometimes there's a real hardships just in being part of an ashram or being part of, you know, being part of life. And yet, everything that's been offered into my life, including you, has been magnificent. Really magnificent. And that's where I like to keep my attention. He doesn't have to do a darn thing. He can be as mean and nasty as he wants to be for the rest of his life. I pray that he has some release. But we will see. God bless him. I just say bless him. Namaste, Achila.
Thank you, Shantimai.
You're welcome. Thank you. Mahi, my last contributor to satsang. Mahi.
Hi, Shantimai.
Hello.
My question is regarding Maya. And I'm curious, you said that anything that changes is illusion. And
yes,
we have these sensations in the body that come and they go. Is that illusion?
And whatever comes and goes is illusion. Well, wait a minute. Don't take my word for it.
Okay.
Better to see the reason that it's illusion is because it changes. That's the reason it is illusion, because it's not stably rooted in anything. And nothing is stably rooted in anything, by the way. It's very, very, very big deal. So it's all illusion, all of it. The universe is illusion. Everything that passes is illusion. This word that I'm speaking to you is illusion. Illusion means it passes. It has no ability to root in. There's nothing to root into. Time is an illusion. Mm-hmm. Birth, maintenance, passing is an illusion. Mm-hmm. And you can become very, very powerfully established in that understanding. And still, I said this again today, still you cannot deny the existence of your experience. It doesn't wipe the experience that out. It creates an understanding about what it really is, and it really is illusion. But it's still going on as your experience. So both go on at once. But your experience always changes and never has a root. And that's a good thing, because otherwise your experience would be like cement. Nothing would move. Nothing would grow. Nothing would change. Mm-hmm. Illusion means it changes. Mm-hmm.
So it's also necessary in a way.
Not only necessary in a way, it's the divine design of the functioning of the universe. Be careful what you attach to the word illusion. Don't attach anything to the word illusion except this changes and it has no root anywhere. And if you look, you'll see it's true. And you should always look. If you feel that there's something that I'm saying that is important to you, better than just believe it, delve into it and take a very powerful and deep look into it, and it'll reveal itself to you. And it's not threatening. There's nothing threatening about illusion. There's something threatening about delusion, but not illusion. Illusion's like a dream. It's like a dream. Delusion is at your stage of the game, at this stage of the Sangha, delusion is a choice to be ignorant. And ignorant does not mean stupid. It means I refuse to look and see. Ignoring, ignore, ignorant. Ignore is the root word of ignorant. It's not stupid. A lot of very brilliant people have ignored the fundamental nature of their soul. And you find it in love. You will. Love is a great revealer. Great revealer. And let it take whatever time it takes. And let it come as it does. And let it, just let it show you. And you can literally ask of love, because love is a living, love is everything that's alive. You can actually ask of love, show me, guide me, show me how to proceed here. Reveal to me what it really means, and be patient, be patient. Sometimes we think our our prayers are not answered. That's because we put a timeline on it. Yeah, tonight by 9 o'clock it should be done. You know, I say maybe in the next lifetime it'll be done. Who knows? I'm patient. I'm just putting it out because it's of my heart's nature to do so. I will give you something here because I have to go pretty quick. I have to go upstairs for satsang. Mahi's infant body is completely gone. And Mahi's little boy body is completely gone. And his teenage body is completely gone. And his young adult body is completely gone. Now his adult body is also changing moment to moment, every breath. Where did those bodies go? Mm-hmm. So you don't have to find out where they went because there's no finding out where they went, but you can see that the illusion of being through the changes. I give you that, and you take a look at that for a while, and don't make it threatening to you. It's not a threat. It's let's say it this way. Poetically, it's God's dreaming perfectly as God dreams. As perfectly as the mystery is dreaming all things. Mm-hmm. Om Purnamadaha, you know that one. That's a fact. That's a fact. The mantras aren't made up for fun. The mantras are made up for opening doors.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are very, very, very welcome. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. I love you.
Yeah. I love you too. Give my love to anyone you know that knows me. And if they don't know me, just give my love anyhow.
always.
Namaste.
Namaste.
So I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to change my clothes. I'm going to go upstairs to the people who are waiting in the satsang hall. And we will go a little further here. And I want to thank you for making satsang wonderful. I love to come in and just address what you have to say, because what you have to say is really important. Mm-hmm. Let's have Premo chant for you, and you can chant with her, and I'm going to depart now. Happy Easter. It's almost over. Namaste.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste.
Jai, 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 kananaya ka. Jai Jai Vikna Nasaka Jai 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 Gananayaka Jai Jai Vikna Nasaka Gachavadana Gauri Nandana Kachavadana Gauri Nandana Kachavadana Gauri Nandana Kachavadana Gauri Nandana Gangadhara Shiva Shambhu
Shankara, Gangadhar, Shiva Shambho, Shankara. Jai, 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 Kannanaya, Ka. Jai, Jai, Vigna, Nasaka. Jai, 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 Kannanaya, Ka. Jai, Jai, Vigna, Nasaka. Vadana Gauri Nandana Gacha Vadana Gauri Nandana Gacha Vadana Gauri Nandana Gacha Vadana Gauri Nandana Shiva Shambho Shankara Gangadhar Shiva Shambho Shankara Jai 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 Kannanaya Ka Jai Jai Vigna Nasaka Jai 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 Gandhanaya ka Che che vigna nasaka Kachyavadana Gauri nandana Kachyavadana Gauri nandana Kachyavadana Kachivarana Gauri Nandana Gangadhar Shiva Shambho Shankara 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 Jai 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 Kannanaya Ka Jai Jai Vigna Nasaka Jai 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 Gananaya Kalu Jai Jai Vigna Nasaka Kachivadana Gauri Nandana Kachivadana Gauri Nandana Kachivadana Gauri Nandana Kachivadana Gauri Nandana Gangadhar Shiva Shambho Shankara Gangadhar Shiva Shambho Shankara